Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. Let's go in-depth with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. What's your name, guys?
Spence Haugen.
Rick Bach.
Reed Redke.
And what are you doing here at the Nationals?
It's our annual Knoxville family trip. Been coming here for 25 years now.
Wow.
Ever since I could walk.
Ever since you could walk. And our listeners will know you're from Minnesota because we just heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
25 years, that's pretty cool.
The first time I was down here, my parents brought me in 1976, so been down here off and on over the years.
And I've been coming for about 10 years now.
So what's special about Knoxville?
We got a unique situation. We stay at a good friend. His name is Wild Bill Anderson from the RC Hobby Shop. We got our own little family there every year.
Yeah, it's come from all over. I'm from Kansas and Minnesota, Iowa. That's our annual trip, kind of like a family reunion every year. If someone's not there, then we probably had to go to a funeral over the winter.
Brilliant. So how many of you are there?
About 25, maybe.
25, probably.
Yep, 25.
And so what is this under your arm here?
That's a souvenir Sammy Swindell front wing banner.
Oh, okay. And so what else do you guys have?
Stickers and
shirt. Doing some shirt shopping here.
Shirts?
I got my shirt. Son a shirt. His first racing shirt.
Oh, let's see it. Oh, he's just a little bitty guy.
Oh, yeah. He'll take a couple years to get into it.
And what's it say?
My dad knows a lot, but my grandpa knows everything.
That's the best part, is coming down here and getting your T-shirts.
Well, what makes a good T-shirt?
You gotta have more colors on it.
More colors?
Yep. Or depends on who you hate or who you like.
It's kind of like the Ford Chevy debate.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, who are you guys rooting for to win Nationals?
I think I'm rooting for Brian Brown.
Brian?
We're pulling for Brian Brown.
Yeah, we're going for the local Brian Brown.
All right. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about Brian sort of, you know, taking over tonight. And what do you think about, I don't know, I'm sort of, well, I hate to say my biases, but Steve Kinzer Day on Saturday, I mean, there's got to be some people pulling for Steve, too.
Oh, yeah. That'd be my second choice.
That'd be a good second choice to have win it.
Yeah, especially his last year.
Yeah, well, and so, you know, I get a feeling that you want the races to go on, but a little bit of rain isn't going to slow you guys down.
Oh, we'll be here. If we have to be here at 3 in the morning watching time trials, we'll do it.
Yep. Done it before, got out of here at 4 in the morning, so wouldn't be the first time.
Well, thanks, guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Cajole FVP is sponsoring the Nationals. You're always, you've been here for a number of years now.
Yeah, this is, I think, our third year with FVP, and then prior to that, we were with one of our other brands, Super Clean. So as a company overall, it's been quite a few years as the title sponsor of this event.
Must be working out for you.
Yeah, it's great. What we really use this event to is to bring a lot of our customers and have them enjoy the time here at the event, and, you know, a lot of customer entertainment and interaction with them.
Okay, so you've got a lot of people from all over that come with you then?
Yeah, so, you know, each night we have a group of guests in the grandstands, and also we host some in our suite. And then on Saturday night we'll have about 700 guests out here at a hospitality tent behind the grandstands.
Well, it looks like we're starting. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Thanks.
More in depth after this. Continued my conversation with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. And so, Aaron, what's your last name?
Zentgraf.
Spell that for me.
Zentgraf as in Frank.
What derivation is that?
That's German.
Okay.
It means leader or judge of 100.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. And you're here at the Knoxville Nationals. with Simpson and safety equipment. Looks like you're all about safety, is that right?
Yes, we do everything. We're the only manufacturer that does everything head to toe for the driver, including head restraints, helmets, fire suits, seat belts, shoes, gloves, everything.
Well, and when I pulled up, you were helping a driver with a visor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we offer full service as well. Any issues with the driver's helmet, fit, form, function, addressing any issues, providing the utmost, highest level of service.
And I see you've got, well, like you said, you have everything, helmets. Describe everything you have. I don't know the terminology.
Oh, not a problem. We have Snell 2010 helmets. We have 8860 helmets, which are another higher level of safety. We have fire suits. We can custom measure you and work with you as far as the design of your fire suit, helping you achieve what it is that you're after. Crew shirts. And the design of those as well. We have some fan apparel, but we also have everything, the shoes, the gloves. You can try it on, see how it fits, make sure you got the right size, find what functions or things that you like about what particular product.
Well, I'm guessing it continually evolves, that there's new innovations, new safety measures. You got to keep up with all of that, too.
Oh, yes. We've just been in the test lab with some new head restraint stuff that we're working on. We're working on the new Snell helmets for the 2015 Snell, continuing to develop new things in fire suit technology as well. And, you know, our research and development never stops.
Are there, like, styles that, you know how... I don't know, shirt styles, dress styles, all that changes through time. You know, first it's buttoned down, then it's not. Dress
Certainly.
Lengths.
Does
that happen?
Oh, yes. And in the fire suit design, you know, there continually is different trends as far as the trim and the style of it and what we can do. Of course, we're always developing new patterns and different things as well to make it. To give the driver more of a cleaner look or maybe a fresher look, something he's looking to set himself apart from everybody else.
And you like to watch races, too?
Oh, yes. But unfortunately, as much as I go to races, I probably don't get to see very many races because I go racetrack to racetrack, and usually I'm not as close to the track as I am here in Knoxville, so I don't get to see a whole lot.
You don't, but I bet when you see a wreck, you see somebody get upside down and even a fire, and you see somebody get out safe wearing your gear, I bet that makes you feel good.
Oh, absolutely. And we get a lot of testimonials about all the help that we do and how much drivers appreciate it.
Great. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Enjoy the Knoxville Nationals.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with the people of the Knoxville Nationals. Brian, big game tree stands. I always see your signs at the Nationals. You're always here. How come?
We've always felt that there's a good cross market in sprint car racing. We're passionate about ourselves. We have two teams right now. Sammy Swindell, number one, and Craig Delansky, number seven. We've always enjoyed coming down here to have a great time and promote our products and be be out in out with the fans, and it's just a really great cross promotional for us, and we just enjoy doing it. We're down here today selling coolers one for five, two for eight, and between the Big Game coolers and the Knoxville coolers, the only two coolers you can bring into the racetrack, so it's kind of a real big deal, a nice good promotion.
Okay, so what is it about sprint car fans and I guess hunting is the...
Well, I guess we're hunters ourselves. We just enjoy, we enjoy sprint car race, we enjoy hunting, so we kind of think or feel everyone else kind of has that same passion.
And you've got a pretty identifiable logo. I mean, you can identify it from a long ways away.
We've been promoting and had this logo's been in place since 1977, so it's been going a long time. We've done a lot of promotions with it, and it just keeps growing and growing, so we appreciate our fans and everyone who supports us.
And sort of fits perfectly on a sprint car.
It does. It's, like I said, hunting and sprint car race is what we like to do.
And where are you from?
We are based out of Windham, Minnesota.
Okay. And so it's not too long of a drive for you?
Not too long of a drive, about 4.5 hours.
And you've got a big team here. How many people do you have?
We got about 10 of us here this weekend or this week, you know, we got the three girls here with Big Game, and myself and Luke, and then a few other guys doing it behind the scenes.
All right. Well, welcome, and thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So, ladies, please share your names with me.
My name is Mackenzie Roney. I'm from Herculaneum, Missouri. I'm 17 years old.
Okay.
And my name is Kayla Tim. I'm 22 years old from Roseland, Nebraska, and I'm Miss Congeniality.
Hi, I'm Morgan Kavanaugh. I am your queen this year. I'm 17 years old from Burgoon, Ohio.
Well, this is pretty exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
You liking this? You having fun?
Oh, yeah, tons of fun. I just love being able to see all the people and see all the little kids that get all excited to see you.
Yeah, the excitement, just being here in the atmosphere here at Knoxville is unreal.
Awesome. It's definitely a great opportunity to meet some new people and get more people involved in the racing.
And have you been here before?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Definitely been here before. Yeah.
This is my 10th year, I believe, coming to the Nationals.
This will be my 18th year.
18th? I thought you just said you were 17.
I am. I will be 18 here in a month. or so. Yeah.
You've been here every summer.
Yeah, ever since I've been born.
Wow.
My first year I was 3, and I haven't missed a year since, so...
No way.
Quite a while. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So you know more about the races than most people.
Some people say that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pop quiz wouldn't be any problem for you ladies.
Not too bad. I don't think so. Yeah.
All right, so I have an important question, I think. How do you keep the crowns on? Is that hard?
A lot of bobby pins.
Yeah, actually, bobby pins got them in right now, so that's pretty much it. Make sure you keep your head straight. Try more of a balance game sometimes.
Yeah. Watch when you're getting in and out of
cars.
Vehicles.
Cars, golf carts.
Golf carts,
forget
anything.
About it?
Yeah.
Golf carts, anything.
Yeah.
All right, so best moment of your entire life. Well, I guess it was the other day when the court and the queen, and that was the best moment, huh?
When everything was announced. Yep, and we've been going hard doing sponsor booths, and it's been exciting, and got to meet a lot of new people and talk with the sponsors and everything. It's been a crazy week so far, and it's only Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's next in your life? What are you going to do next?
I will be finishing my senior year in high school and then moving on to college.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be a pharmacist.
And I am actually on Monday when we get back, student teaching fifth grade in inner city Omaha. So got my own apartment this year, and I plan to graduate in December from the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
When I return back to Ohio, I will do the same as Mackenzie, finish out my senior year in high school, and then I plan to go to college to then try and become something within the racing world, product rep for anything or a PR person for a race team. Anything to be close to this is what I want to do.
Well, maybe we'll have an opening at KNI KRLS for a sports broadcast with the races.
Just maybe.
That would be perfect.
All right. Anything you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Come out and see us. We'll be in the pavilion and underneath the grandstands these next couple days. Come out and meet us. Say hi.
Definitely come out just to see the atmosphere. Feel the adrenaline rush when you sit in the stands. To hear everybody, all the cars. It's an amazing place to be.
Thanks to the people of the Knoxville Nationals for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.